Adult Authors. I'm Joanne Morrell, children's and young adult fiction writer and author of Short Nonfiction for Authors. Thanks for joining me for the Hybrid Author Podcast, sharing interviews from industry professionals to help you forge a career as a hybrid author, both independently and traditionally publishing your books. You can get the show notes for each episode and sign up for your free author pass over at the Hybrid Author website to discover your writing process, get tips on how to publish productively, and get comfortable promoting your books at www.hybridauthor.com.au. Let's crack on with the episode.
Authors, I hope you're all keeping well in whatever part of the world you reside and listen to the podcast in. Today's interview is with children's author Laura Holloway, and we're chatting on the benefits of finding and being part of writing communities, when writers should join a writing community, Laura's tips for authors looking to find their tribe, her books, and much more. So in my author adventure this week, for those of you who haven't seen my posts or social media accounts or listened to the last episode of the podcast, I have launched a Kickstarter campaign and I am running it for 30 days. It ends August 6th and I have a big goal of $10,000. And so far, I'm only about 15% funded, so it's not quite where I want it to be, but I am hoping to smash that out by the time it's almost finished. So when I launched the campaign, I immediately started to get all these messages come through. Honestly, it was about four or five from through the platform as well, kind of direct messages to inboxes and people commending me about how fantastic the campaign looked and how they wanted to back it. And I just thought, wow, you know, that's amazing, because I've just launched it and this is my first ever Kickstarter. I've never done one of these campaigns before. Then I started to notice when more of these messages were coming in that the language was kind of similar and broken English, you know, and I just started to think this is not people who were actually interested in backing my campaign. These were spam emails from marketing companies or just marketing individuals or bots, and it was really, really disheartening. And I was, yeah. And I've got to say, ever since I have been posting on my social media platforms, I've had people reaching, like marketing professionals come through for specifically these crowdfunding marketing people, try and get me to recruit them to help fund the campaign. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that's absolutely fine. And people do use marketing professionals to fund their campaigns and they do really well. But I just thought, I'm not someone who won't work with people who I don't know or have people recommended to me. And it just felt really sleazy the way that these people were reaching out to me. It was in that manner, like they were just your average Joe and then saying something like, oh, I had a friend who used this guy who whatever, like casual conversation, dropping it in, being all pally, like rather than a sales pitch. That's maybe how they get people, but I just, yeah, really, really not impressed with all that sort of stuff. So far my backers are global people. I've had from the US, lots of Australians, over East. I've had some British people as well, and mainly within the author community that I know. So thank you so much to everybody who has already pledged to support my Kickstarter campaign. So by pledging, you pledge on one of the reward tiers, and the rewards that I'm offering is all formats of my fast-paced, emotionally charged women's fiction book, The Writer, The Hairdresser, and The Nurse, which I've written under pseudonym Zara Ellen. So the ebook's up for $10, audiobook $25, and print book $30 plus shipping costs. And, of course, I have the bundles. These are high-end immersive experiences for book lovers and friends into the book. This is the whole reason of me running the Kickstarter, to offer these specially engraved stemless wine glasses with Pinot and Platinum on them, acacia wooden platter boards, and mirror polished Paris cheese knives. This is all so you can immerse yourself and have a literary experience with friends by reading the book and then, you know, making the recipes throughout that are from different scenes in my women's contemporary fiction book, and chatting about, you know, chatting through the book club questions and just having an event, like an evening, to bring your friends together. And that's really what the themes of the book is about. You know, this book is a dedication to my best mates, And so friendship is heavily throughout. These items are quite costly though, so that's why I'm running the Kickstarter. So why should you support my Kickstarter? Well, you'll get these items a month before the launch. Basically, you'll get the book bundles. They won't be offered anywhere else. The book is also not being offered anywhere else, but you'll get it before the launch on September 5th, and that's happening at the State Library in town, Western Australia. Time is to be determined, but most likely 6 o'clock till 7:30 p.m. It's a Thursday evening. Launching by Sasha Wosley. She's a contemporary women's fiction author, also lover of pseudonyms. She is Ash Harrier, children's writer, and SJ Wosley, I think, for young adult. And I hope to see you all there. I hope you'll come and help me celebrate. This is a new genre for me, a new fiction, and I really, really just want to get together with a book crowd, everybody I know from the bookers community, podcast listeners, readers, friends, family, everything, and just really, really celebrate all my hard work, but really come together, which is what this book is about, you know, friendship, and just have a really good time. So I'm popping a save the date out on the socials over the weekend, so watch out for that. No sponsor today of the Hybrid Author Podcast, because instead I am asking for you all to back my Kickstarter. If you cannot part with any cash at this point, I know that it's difficult times out there. You could tell a friend who you think might be interested in my campaign, or share any of my posts. I've been posting a fair bit about the book, about the campaign online, to help me spread the word and hit my goal of $10,000 before August 6th. So I'm just not even at the $2,000 mark. So I'm hoping to get some speedy sales in before then. I've talked to a lot of people who you just sort of take for granted that people know what you're talking about. Like, Kickstarter is quite a foreign word to a lot of people, especially non-creative types. They haven't heard of Kickstarter as a platform. They don't quite understand it. They don't know how to buy. They don't know how to pledge. There's going to be a few more videos coming on that. Yeah, it's one of those things. So never ever think like something you're doing is common knowledge. Like, really put it down in step-by-step form. So maybe that's why it's going a bit slow at the moment. So, and I've also met people who it's just like, oh, I keep meaning to do that. You know, it takes people time to actually, I know what I'm like. I take screenshots of things and think, right, I've got to do that. I've got a massive to-do list. And you just forget. Life's busy. You move on. So, yeah, I don't, I know this is all the case, and I've got to contact people who have been in touch that are asking me things of how to pledge and what to do and all that sort of stuff. So let's all support each other. So in line with today's topic, which is about, you know, the importance of finding writing communities, my writing community has been from the children's fiction, the children's and YA fiction Squibby, the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, for the last 7 years. And for the last year, I have been the newsletter editor and the social media coordinator. And I have recently just stepped back from those roles after coming back off the Rottnest Writers Retreat. There was just so much going on in my life. Everything I'm trying to do with this book business, there has to be, I've just noticed I have to pull back on some things and really, really just knuckle down on others. So for me, the children's fiction, I'm stepping away from that. I made that decision, I think, when I was on the writer's retreat, actually. Something I want to kind of, and I think just because I've been writing in the adult genre as well. So that has been, I think, a good decision for me. Just take the pressure off. And I don't regret giving back to that community. It's all of my really good friends. And I think I'm still going to finish that young adult fiction book. And I still have a deadline to the traditional publishing house that I had my critique with. I've got lots of feedback to incorporate and get that off at the end of the year. But I'm kind of grappling because I would like to put another women's fiction book out before the end of the year as well. So it's kind of like, what do I give my time to? From a business perspective, going with this women's fiction, it should be the women's fiction. But then there's this opportunity for the YA. That's not going to be there next year. So it's kind of like, I'll have to sit down and probably really, really have a hard look at that. See if I could maybe swing both, but then I've got to be true to the work. It's not a case of just rushing it through. And I think realistically, it's probably going to be one or the other. Although, you know, the young adults, it's not quite had a full first draft, but it's been plotted out. So it's good to go. There might be enough time to do like a draft, leave it for a bit, move on, that sort of thing. So So I hope you enjoy the upcoming episode with Laura Holloway on the importance of finding writing communities. Because I write in different genres, I'm part of many communities. Writing WA, which is welcomes everybody as every writer genre as a whole. That is my local sort of organisation for the state. As I said, Squibby, the Romance Writers of Australia, the Alliance of Independent Authors. There is heaps for whatever you want to, you know, be part of. It's out there. And you'll find out in the upcoming interview just, you know, how beneficial it can be.
Laura Holloway is a children's author and teacher. She writes stories that inspire children to play, explore, and imagine. She believes there is no better way for children and caregivers to make magical memories than through reading together. Laura's debut picture book, Peekaboo Lottie, has been published by 5 Mile Press. Welcome to the Hybrid Author Podcast, Laura.
Hi, Jo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're absolutely thrilled to have you. Can you tell us, how did you get into the writing and publishing game?
Yes. So I've always been, since childhood, a very avid reader, but not really a writer. I sort of didn't come into that until a bit later in life. I have a teaching background. Around the time I was having my kids, it's quite a common story, I think. I just found I had a bit more mental space for some creativity. I also was doing a different job, sort of part-time, which involved a lot more writing, like non-fiction writing, but still honing those writing skills. And just being surrounded by books with my kids, going to the library, that sort of thing, I just felt it was a really creative time for me. And so I just sort of started chipping away at it at that time, having some ideas, and then slowly but surely getting a little more serious about it, doing some courses, joining a lot of critique groups and writing groups, and then, you know, entering competitions, submitting to the slush piles, paying for a couple of pitches and assessments and things like that, getting a lot of rejections. And then, finally, I've had a book just published recently.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, I concur with that story. It feels a little bit similar to mine, except minus the publishing deal yet.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. Well, today we are talking about the importance of finding a writing community. So can you tell us, you know, are you part of a few writing communities, and how have you found this has supported your author adventure to date?
Yeah, I am a big fan of writing communities. I think it's such an essential part, for me anyway, of my author journey. Some people might be able to do it alone, but for me, I definitely have needed that support and that camaraderie and, you know, some commiseration at times from the friends I've made in the writing community. I just think it's been such an important part for me to be able to get where I am. I'm in a couple of in-person writing groups. I joined the Squibby group here in WA, and they've been fabulous. They do critique events, they do social events, they have a retreat, and just sort of, I don't know, it's just an opportunity to kind of meet other creatives and immerse yourself in that world a bit more. And then I'm in a smaller critique group, which is just 4 of us, and we meet monthly to share stories and give each other sort of feedback and advice on each other's stories, how we can make improvements, where, you know, where things are going well, where they might need a bit of work. And that group in particular is just so helpful for, you know, that support, but also helping with knowing what writing opportunities are available. I'm not always the most organized of people, so it's great to have them sort of saying, oh, you know, this publisher's open this week, or this competition closes soon. So that's been really helpful. But I just think it's kind of like any job that you would do, where it's a lot more fun if you're not doing it on your own. So even though I'm not necessarily sitting and writing stories with those people, just having that connection and that support from them makes it a lot more fun. And especially when you do get those rejections or those near misses and, you know, things that would make you feel pretty down, but you realize, oh, they're getting the same thing, and it's just how the industry works. So in a couple of online writing groups as well. So even though I might not be face-to-face with those people, a lot of them live over East, it's still just that sharing information, that support, and yeah, helping each other out a bit.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so the online stuff, is that all within the children's fiction, the children's genre as well?
Yeah, mostly. I only write for children, so I've definitely stuck more to those groups. Although with my book having just come out, I did join a debut crew, So that's basically a group where everybody's got their first book coming out this year. And a lot of those are like adult, you know, novel writers. So that has been a little bit different, seeing some of the different opportunities for them or different media things and that I hadn't really heard of before, because I've only really been in the children's space.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because yeah, you think writing groups and then you just think the genre of the, you know, the writing itself, rather than actually where you're at career, mid-level, beginning. I spoke to someone the other day actually, and they have a group. And that would be a community as well, but it's invitation only. And it sounds like these people are at the height of their career and all circulating that way. So agree so much with you in terms of having a writing community. It's only just been positive for me that you obviously do write in solitary and then going out. And sometimes I feel like, because like you said, you can get rejected all the time and you can question things. And then if I go out to other people's events or workshops or stuff, it just fills me absolutely back up and inspiring to do that.
I mean, that's the thing as well. It's so nice when you do have something to celebrate or someone else has something to celebrate, and you kind of know how hard that journey's been. You know, like I think sometimes people who aren't in that writing world, you know, you sort of say, oh, I'm getting a book published, and they're like, oh, that's great, you know, good for you, but they don't really get, you know, how many times you've had that email that says, you know, unfortunately it's not for us, or you know, we really love it, but, and just understanding that a bit better, I think, as well.
Yeah, it is. It's like having a cheer squad, especially yourself and me, we know each other, and we're part of a little online thing too. But it's just another, yes, another one of us has made it.
Yeah,
no, it's fantastic. So when do you think writers should join a writing community? And, you know, did you, before you started writing, you sort of ventured out, or is it when you've had an idea or a book? When do you think's the best time someone should join? Is there any time?
Look, I think it's probably pretty personal. For me, I'm not the sort of person who wants to show up at a writing group and not know anything about writing. So for me, I kind of did a couple of courses and things and got a little bit of that knowledge behind me so that I felt like I could sort of contribute to a group like that. I mean, not that I knew everything, but I'm sure I still said some stuff, but you know what I mean? For me, I wanted to kind of like feel like I could at least know what everybody was talking about before I joined some of those groups. But at the same time, I think you also do kind of need to just jump in and learn along the way, because like I felt quite, it's like anything, you know, you can feel a little bit like an imposter, and I felt quite nervous about ever saying, oh, I'm a writer, or I want to be a writer, or anything like that. But you know, the more times you do, the more natural it becomes, and then you find one day you just say it quite naturally and it doesn't feel weird anymore. So I think it's really up to the individual how they feel with groups and with new people and that sort of thing, of when's a good time to join.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree there. I think my first experience in between amongst other writers was at the Peter Cowan Writers Centre, and it was on a Saturday morning, and it was a little writing group, and they were specifically for, I think it was just fun for writing or to learn sort of skills, and they had like little exercises each week. And then as I sort of progressed as well, again, still stuck around, because that's my, well, our local writing center, I think, in Joondalup. And then they had a more advanced group that was sort of working on longer form projects. And I think you just, you end up sort of, as you advance or you experience like your experiences, you end up sort of seeking out the people, I guess, that are similar to you and that can give you the advice you need where you're at in your writing journey.
Yeah, I think so. It's like what you were saying before with that group that's invite only. You know, I think you're not going to be able to just jump into that group right from the go. You need to find the other people who are at the level that you are, and then slowly build your way up. And then eventually you'll probably find you're in that group without even realizing, you know, and then also hopefully trying to support some of those people coming up as well.
Yeah, it can be difficult as well, though, because like for myself, writing the children's fiction, the non-fiction, women's fiction, all these different things, and you've only got the capacity to do so much. And obviously Squibby was heart and soul for me, was where I sort of started. So I'm always going to be part of that community.
Yeah.
But with the women's fictions being kind of new, I jumped ship to join the, is it the Australian Writers of Australia? I can't even say it. No, the Romance Writers of Australia, RWA or something like that.
But it's hard because there's a membership for each one and things can cost money. And it's kind of like the cost
can really creep up.
Yeah, you've got to decide, I suppose, which body you're kind of part of. But then that's fair enough, whatever you're writing, I guess, at the time. If you want to join that community while you're doing that project and see what you get from that, and then maybe, yeah, move on. You don't have to, mm-hmm. I guess, stick in the one thing. And also the whole writing bodies for your state, like Writing WA is also quite a good organization, I think, and a community of all the writers in that state as well. So not so much genre specific, but where you're residing, I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess the good thing as well is that nowadays so much of the online stuff, the online communities, you can join for free. So I guess, you know, paying for what you can, and then maybe your other genres, joining a free group. And
yeah, so is that
you know, it's a bit easier for me because I don't do as much as you do. I'm really sticking to the one
yet. I'm sure you'll branch off, but I mean, is that some of your tips for authors looking to find their tribe, sort of have a check at these free groups online and also see what the paid bodies are offering?
Yeah, look, I joined Squibby pretty early on, and then through that I think I found some of the free online groups. To me, that was a good outlay, you know, even though it does cost, that to me was quite a good first step. But then instead of joining, you know, 10 more groups after that were paid, that's where I then looked for some more free groups. And, you know, maybe in those free groups, you find out about paid opportunities. And I mean, I have paid for other ones along the way and then, you know, paid for them for a year and then stopped or whatever. So yeah, it's really going to depend on funds and just how much time and energy you've got to put into things at a time. I also think there can be a little bit of a trap of spending too much time on all that sort of stuff and, you know, running out of time to actually write. So yeah, you've also got to weigh that up as well of, you know, I've joined groups before where they do the, you know, weekly catch-ups and then almost like lessons and writing prompts, you know, and it's kind of good. It's really inspiring. But then for me, I work, I've got kids, I've got quite a limited time as most people do.
Yeah.
And then I found I was catching up on all of that stuff rather than doing any writing. So I think you've kind of got to take it sometimes and leave it sometimes.
Yeah, no, I agree. For me, starting out at that Peter Caron Writer Centre, and then I ended up at a writers group, I think it was through one of the libraries. For them, you've got to watch as well, because like you said, some of these groups, it can be quite a social setting. So how much writing do you get done when you go there? And much like yourself, I was at a point where it was, well, I'm leaving the house. I've got these hours, and it's more served that I spend it writing than talking about writing. So yeah, I think it's definitely tips would be to think of the purpose of writing group, whether it is just to meet people, learn about the craft, or a specific thing. Another group that I learned of recently with Anna Featherstone, if you caught that episode, and she was talking about an online group for Kickstarter, which is a platform a lot of authors are using at the moment to get their work out. But she reckons this Facebook online community there is like invaluable. So there's it's probably going to be a community for everything. And I think, yeah,
exactly. Think about, I feel like between, YouTube and podcasts and groups, you can pretty much learn to do anything you want on the internet nowadays, but it's just about time and, you know, where you want to focus that energy.
Absolutely. But it's definitely all positive, I think, for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us about your picture book? And let's hear all about it.
It's been published by 5 Mile. I've written it, obviously, and then it's been illustrated by Kristen Willis, who lives over in Brisbane. She's done a fabulous job. I really love the illustrations. She's really caught the personality, I think, of the main character. So it's called Peekaboo Lottie, and it's about a little girl who goes just on a trip out to town with her mum. But along the way, she interacts with various people in her town and plays peekaboo with them. Mm-hmm. But each person she meets along the way is from a different culture. So they say peekaboo in their language. Okay. So it's just kind of a celebration of play and community. And it's got that multilingual element in it.
Oh, it sounds absolutely gorgeous. And I've seen the cover. Yeah. It's just super fantastic. So you chose to find a traditional publishing deal for this work. And, you know, how have you got any advice for authors looking to land a traditional deal such as yourself?
Just persistence, that's about it.
Keep going.
I had certainly submitted this a couple of times. I had had, different rewrites along the way. I had one publisher who I actually completely rewrote it for, and then they decided not to take it. But in the end, I kind of preferred my original version, and that's the one that's being published. So I kind of was happy that I stuck with that in the end. I entered it into the CYA competition for aspiring writers, and it actually came first place in its category. So I'm not sure if that helped sway the publisher's decision in the end, but, you know, those sort of opportunities are great for even just giving a bit of confidence along the way. Mm. But, yeah, just, you know, every opportunity you can, just go for it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Eventually,
Laura.
Hopefully, yeah. One will stick.
Well, that's it. If you give up, none are going to stick, is it? If you keep going, exactly. Eventually, you know, everybody that I have sort of started out writing with has succeeded in getting some sort of deal or publishing how they want. So, yeah, it definitely is a determination perseverance game.
Yeah, I think so. Now.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you so much. You've shared so many good tips on writing communities and, you know, congrats on the new book. Can you tell our listeners where they're going to be able to find it and you on and offline?
Yes. So I've got a website, laurahollowayauthor.com, but I'm sort of more active on Instagram at laurahollowaywrites. Sorry, @LauraHolloway_writes on Instagram is probably the best way to catch what I'm up to. It will be at Big W, I know that, and then at the other bookstores and all those sort of places.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for your time and expertise, Laura. That was fantastic.
Great. Thank you, Jo.
So there you have it, folks, the superb insights from Laura Holloway into the importance of finding a writing community. And go and check out Laura's picture book, Peekaboo Lottie. It's absolutely gorgeous. Next time on the Hybrid Author Podcast, we have another loner sold from me, and I'll be chatting on writing emotionally charged, fast-paced women's fiction. I wish you well in your author adventure this next week. That's it from me. Bye for now.
That's the end for now, authors. I hope you are further forward in your author adventure after listening, and I hope you'll listen next time. Remember to head on over to the Hybrid Author website at www.hybridauthor.com.au to get your free author pass. It's bye for now.